message for you.
You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out.
Hi, everybody out there in One of Us world. This is Matt Foster.
And I'm Trevor T. Trujillo. You may have heard one, the other, or both of us on Screener Squad.
Or maybe you heard neither of us.
That's not helpful.
You can atone if you've heard neither of us by listening to Screener Squad or by catching our show, the Nighthawks Podcast.
Oh, good save. Yeah, take a seat in the Nighthawks Diner with us. Get ready to get to the granular grist of the movies we love.
And sometimes the movies we like really hard.
You can find us on Spotify, Audible, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and always at NighthawksPodcast.com.
All right, so full confession. I know I don't look like a creepy motherfucker. I mean, not like Jordan does right now. Hi, Jordan.
Good evening and salutations from the other side.
That's meant as a compliment, quite frankly. But I love creepy shit. I know Luwain does, too. We're both super into creepy shit. You also don't look like you look like somebody's dad.
Well, that's because I am somebody's dad.
But I was super into creepy stuff. I'm still in that part of my life where I go, I don't believe in ghosts. Do I? I like putting myself in situations that people like to make fun of white people for doing in horror films, sure. Right? They're like, why would you do that? So upset. And I'm like, I know why you do that.
Because you want to see if that's what's going to happen.
Mm. Yeah, I'll read the book written in blood in an ancient language, you know, and I'll do the thing where you have a seance where someone died. Except, full confession, I've never, ever done a seance. I've never even used a Ouija board before.
Really?
Not even once.
All the goth chicks you knew and you never used a Ouija board?
Never used it. Not even once. It never even was put in front of me as an option to do it. Like, I've never been in a circumstance where they're like, we're going to have a seance or we're going to use the Ouija board. I'm never going to do it unless, of course, I actually have one in front of me, and then I still probably won't do it. But, you know, I might. You're curious, right? Maybe that's the key. Like, you read online stuff or witchery of people who like this sort of thing, and they go, don't ever use a Ouija board by yourself. I'm like, oh, I'm totally using a Ouija board by myself. I'm not going to embarrass myself in front of other people. I'm going to do it. And this movie, Seance, is about people summoning up the dead. Or is it? I mean, kind of. Joining me for this review here is High Priestess Jordan.
Good evening. I am summoning the great dark spirits to help me find a better movie than this.
And High Priest Luwain.
Hey, how's it going? I would definitely take my kids out of this school. Holy moose.
You'd think. You know, I was very excited for this film because this is by writer Simon Barrett, who has done some really impressive work, especially with his collaborations with director Adam Wingard, including A Horrible Way to Die, entries in VHS, VHS 2, but more importantly, You're Next and The Guest, which were a big deal in horror, no question. I've met the guy. I've interviewed the guy. He's a nice guy. I get it. He's really into the 80s, early 90s aesthetic of horror, but taking it and doing something that just slightly does something different enough to make it really interesting and make the characters not just shallow, one-dimensional people, but feel like real people. And on that level, that is in fact what Seance is trying to do. Okay, we've seen a billion of these girls in a private school, all-girls school, who all are clearly late 20s, early 30s, despite the fact they're supposed to be like 16, and are involved in some ghostly shit, and there's killings going on, but he's tweaking it just a little bit to try and make it where, like, oh, well, these are not just your overly sexualized teenagers, These are not your completely one-dimensional flat teenagers. And there is, in fact, a twist coming that's not as much of a generic twist as you might expect from some stuff. And in terms of the twist specifically, I'm going to say, I'm with you. I just wish it had played out better. Let's talk about what this film is actually about. Elite boarding school for girls. We see in the beginning that after, in fact, a seance with a bunch of the cool girls, the mean girls in school.
The, like, six girls in the school.
Something really scary happens, but it's immediately shown to us, like, oh, this was just a joke. Like, it was just another girl pretending to be Bloody Mary, basically. The one girl runs out screaming, goes back to her room, and then shit happens, and next thing you know, she's fallen out her window and has died. And everyone's like, whoa, that's fucked up. Flash to a couple months later, they're like, well, we have an opening in the school now. Awkward. And introduce Camille, played by Suki Waterhouse. Suki Waterhouse is one of those people, I've seen her in a bunch of movies, I can never remember who she is, which is weird, because she's very distinctive looking. But I always think, oh, it's the character from True Blood. It is not.
It is not. But I do the exact same thing.
Every time. Her name's Suki something, right?
Stackhouse or something.
Stackhouse, right? It's too similar to be a coincidence. So they bring her in as Camille. She's the new girl. In an 80s or 90s movie, she would be the completely innocent, absolutely pure girl who clearly is our main girl. Oh, she's the one she innocently has to put up with whatever is going on. But no, she's kind of a badass. She does not put up with shit. She goes and sits at the school lunch table that they're like, you can't sit here. This is where the cool girls sit. And she's like, yeah, I don't think so. I'm not moving. And just fucking flat out punches one of the girls. You're like, oh yeah, get it, Camille. To make a long story short, ultimately, she finds herself in a situation where she's got one of the other uncool girls who used to be friends with the dead girl. She's kind of friends with, maybe a little more than friends even. Finds herself on the bad side of these other girls. But I don't think they went ever overboard completely with it. But it was very, we've been here before. We've seen this 1,000 times before. These girls, the thing they did, summoning a spirit of somebody who had died in this particular bathroom, maybe, in quotes. Something seems like maybe it in fact happened. We see Camille becoming convinced that the room, which was the girl's room, is in fact haunted. Is it as simple as that? Is there more going on? Camille herself seems a little, not necessarily physically mature, because like I said, all these actors are like 20s, 30s, but a little bit more, not really about school. So what is her deal? And that is what Seance is about, which is not just written by Simon Barrett, but is, in fact, his directorial debut.
Once I decided whether it was his intent or not, that this is essentially a meta or throwback movie without the obvious winks at the camera, I was kind of okay with it. Because a lot of the things that I ordinarily would have complained about are exactly the things that are going to be in this. And they use them in an interesting way. Like, of course, one of your favorite scenes, in quotation marks, is the microfiche scene or the research scene. But the results are very different in terms of the narrative and stuff. This feels a lot like one of those late 80s, early 90s movies where you have that, first of all, is this supernatural or not? And then it becomes the whodunit thing. And so after a while, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm in. Sure, why not? Because it wasn't so obvious and winking at the camera that it would be like, oh God, another one of these. It was just another one of these, ah, you too are a person of culture who's seen these same movies.
What's weird is that it's less of a take on the ghost movie than it is a take on like Urban Legend.
Yes.
Or I Know What You Did Last Summer. It's more of a sort of remix of those films.
Yep, that's literally the two movies I thought of watching it too, because of the way it's structured and the way they do the reveals. And there's a reveal in the movie, I'm like, oh God, here we go. But then I realized even that is exactly like it would be in one of those movies. Like, let's just bring it to a grinding halt. To have that reveal. Oh, but then there's more. So then it gets more interesting again.
So Jordan, I know that I got the impression you really didn't like this movie.
I was disappointed. Yeah, this movie is kind of unintentionally hilarious to me, especially the third act, which when you think it ended, it's just like, how are you still alive? But I loved Your Next and The Guest, and I thought, okay, it's a solo project. I'm very curious to see how this goes. Kind of just felt a bit bare bones to me. I mean, there were some nice touches. I liked the camera work. I thought that was actually really well done. And the movie is very atmospheric. One of my favorite movie deaths in a while that includes the ballet studio. It's very interesting. But I couldn't care about anybody in this movie. I just really did not connect with any of these characters.
But didn't the ballet studio just really remind you how much better Suspiria is than this movie?
Yes.
Like, it was like, I get that you're, like, nodding towards Suspiria, but it just reminds you, wow, that's a great movie. This is not really a great movie.
The movie's unintentionally hilarious because it just seems like a parody. The reveal, the reason for it to kill him is like, okay, that seems plausible. I would believe that's sick reasoning, but I kind of don't care. There is nothing really memorable. I mean, even early on in the movie, but the movie's just boring.
I grew up on these films to some extent. This is riffing on, but it's doing it not wanting to break from the format. But so much that I find that it became a little tedious. It feels like it's just another one of these films with a few third act additions to change it up just enough that it feels more like you're trying to set up a franchise than you are trying to do anything different.
I didn't have quite the same disconnect, I think, that Jordan had, particularly with the characters. I liked Camille. She was at least interesting.
And I liked her performance, too.
Yeah, and I liked her sort of relationship with Helena, the other not mean girl in the entire place.
Ella Ray Smith.
Yes, I liked her a lot.
Who was in Into the Badlands.
That character was actually weirdly vulnerable. That should have been kind of Camille's character. Like you said, she would have been the wide-eyed innocent, and she is definitely not any of those things going into this. Their relationship is interesting. I mean, it's an all-female school, so I mean, there's virtually no males anywhere in the movie. So there's a certain sort of expectation for how relationships are going to work there. But to me, they felt like real people interacting with each other. I mean, the ending sort of gives you this thing about where things might be, but I'm like, I don't know if it's that serious, but it's at least, to me, believable in that situation, because you've got two people that are effectively isolated from everybody else. But that was also one of the things about the school itself, and this, I think, also plays into it being that type of movie that we were talking about. It seems like there's like six students in this entire supposedly gigantic prestigious school, except for when they need the one crowd scene.
Filmed during COVID.
I get it. But then there is like a crowd scene after there's been another tragedy. There's clearly what's supposed to be a bunch more students and stuff. And even that, I'm like, yeah, why not? I mean, I don't know what the budget's like on this. I don't know any of this stuff. I was okay with this. I mean, I'm not going to be telling everybody it's the most fantastic thing in the world, but I kind of enjoyed it. It was a nice break from some of the other stuff I've been watching lately.
It's above average, but just barely. I'm glad I saw it. I like the cinematography. I like the soundtrack. Yeah. I like the performances more than I don't, even though I thought that like the bulk of the Mean Girls were just terribly dull. They don't really bother to expand on anyone but the two main characters, despite pretending to, sort of. This should have been an ensemble film of, like, all these characters having more to do. We know more about them. And it's just, ultimately, they're just disposable bodies for what, like we said before, is a urban legend, I Know What You Did Last Summer film. But really, the most egregious problem here for me is that when it sets itself up to be less a ghost movie and more of a whodunit, the ultimate answer to whodunit is so fucking mundane and kind of like, seriously, that was the reason why? That you're like rolling your eyes going, okay.
I can get behind movies like this. I just found it painfully dull, just average.
Well, Jordan, continue on with your final thoughts.
The Hellspawn thanks you. Is there anything I honestly can find memorable? I just found the third act just to be a bit of a comedy of errors, honestly, which was fucking great. Everything else, it's just all right. I can't really recommend this. Not even if you're like flipping channels one night, it's on Showtime. It's just boring. I'll give it 2 sleeping bags out of 10.
Luanne.
It's fine. It looks good. It sounds good. The score and the soundtrack are fine. Cinematography's good. Cast is pretty good. Several of them don't really have a lot to do. The Mean Girls just have to be Mean Girls. And they're virtually indistinguishable. And you're right. It's better than average, but not like way better than average.
Sure.
So I guess my usual score, like 2.5 would be average. So I'm going to give this 3.25 out of 5 improvised Ouija planchettes.
You know, people are like, why don't you just make it yourself? You know, you can make your own Ouija board. I'm like, shut up. Oh, if you're really serious you want to do it, why don't you just do it? It's easy to do it on your own without an actual Ouija board. It's like, no! Ghosts require a licensed, trademarked Ouija board. It's very clear.
From Milton Bradley.
Anyway, it's just above average. I always want to see what Simon Barrett's going to do next. I'm happy for him that he got to direct a film here finally. It's way long coming with all the movies and projects he's been involved with that he's done such a great job as a writer. And I see that we're hitting a lot of the same beats that we've hit before with Simon Barrett films. And that's fine. I like what he's trying to do is kind of reinvent to some degree these late 80s, early 90s horror films and just make them a little more interesting. He clearly loves that stuff. And so do I, to some extent. This didn't quite go far enough, I think, is the problem. I wanted it to be more than it was. There's points where it kind of faintly feels like maybe it's going to get actiony, and it never really completely commits to it. And I feel like maybe that was like the point with Camille's character, where she feels like somebody who they're setting up to be a secret badass would be more of a secret badass, maybe even much more. That might have elevated this. That would have elevated this quite a bit into like, oh, we're actually adding another genre into this. That would have made it so much more than what it ultimately is, which is a slightly improved on version of these films we've all seen a billion times before. Decent enough cast. I can barely speak to the qualities of the Mean Girls because they're just not explored here. I was rooting for it the whole time. I don't feel like I was totally let down, but it was nothing I'm ever going to return to. I'm going to give it a just over average rating of 5.5 out of 10 candles that go out all by themselves.
Now, I know what you're wondering. How can you two join the dark arts? Well, I have the official sash. This is not a necktie. Shut up. And if you just send me a low installment plan of $60, I'll hook you right up with the dark side.
Is $60, is that like a one time, you said?
Oh, no, free time payment.
So what do you get for that?
You get this lovely sash.
No, but do you get to connect to the dark side?
Eventually, yes, after your last payment.
This sounds like a pyramid scheme.
It is not. It's a trapezoid.
It's a pentagram scheme.